Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Hey, namaste, and welcome, beloved angels, to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? Let's all take in a deep breath and say hello to the divine nature within and this moment right now. My heart is just beaming. There is so much happening. We are going to be talking about mind and soul and the divine dance that is happening on the planet right now. Very much what I've started talking about over the past few days. I made a little graphic. We're going to talk about it tonight, about this time stamping energy and about the acceleration at hand right now. And before we go any further this evening, I want to jump in and say hi to all of you that are chatting with us everywhere. Hello over to all of you that are at YouTube. Thank you for being over there right now at Official Shereen Kira and over at Oneness Talk Radio. And to all of you that are in the chat, I know that Bria Rose is in there. I believe Sue's going to be in there. Lots of fun. My beloved Shri might be in there this evening. So really glad that we are all together right now. Also want to give a big shout out over to onenesstalkradio.com, where you can also be chatting. You can also be listening and watching. And of course, call in. So get that pencil out, write it down, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And get in the queue at the 800 number, talk to our producer, Don, let him know your name, and we'll make sure to bring you into the show. And remember, you can always listen to the show when you call in. And of course, I'm seeing the other call boards already starting to fill up, 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. Get in the queue. You can listen to the show while you're holding. And this is the night to do it. And so as we are here right now in this incredible week, in this week of intense acceleration, let us not forget that that June energy is all about what? It's an explosion. It's this energy where we are all being gifted with an opportunity to expand our consciousness in ways that we have not done before. Each being will find their own borderlands of sanity, and we will each have an opportunity to decide what we are going to do when we arrive there. And so much has been happening. And we've been talking a lot about the timestamps and about the way that the quantum energy has been coming together right now. And I wanted to open up this evening, first and foremost, with a big shout out to all of you that were with us Sunday and last night. Was amazing. I did want to share with all of you tonight that this is what happened last night. I want to share this with you again. We, here in our water therapy center at Tosa Blue Mountain, we have beautiful anthurium gardens, and we also raise orchids. And check out this, look at this violet anthurium. Is that stunning beyond belief? Look at that color, guys. Is that crazy? So yesterday, when I was at the Fountain of Creation, and I was feeling the energy there and thinking about the solstice, the sun, the Saturday, which we're going to talk about more in just a moment, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful anthurium had somehow fallen off and was waiting in, floating like a lily in our little waterfall basin there, or like a lotus, maybe I should say. So I wanted to share it with you tonight because that's the type of energy that is coming in around us all right now. And when that energy blossoms, the energy of support, the energy of awareness, the energy of absolute knowingness of the truth of who we are, then the miracles all start lining up. And last night, when we were in the Living in the Fifth Dimension lesson two, Shri and I found that to be such a profound moment with all of you. And I thank you all again for being there and for the incredible community that comes together every Monday night to support all of our Indigenous outreach programs. Thank you. Thank you for the gift of what happens every Monday night together. I know that Shri and I are still bowing in that presence. And last night I made you guys two promises about tonight. Actually, I made you three promises about tonight, didn't I? The first one was that my co-host is magical. This being is one of those amazing people that when you first meet them, you're like, oh, there you are. And where the heck have you been hiding? And, you know, it was just such a fascinating and wonderful way to meet. And my heart really smiled and my crown chakra illuminated. And I was like, oh, you guys need to meet this person. And so I am really excited about tonight's co-host. And I have more to share about James Miller, the amazing James Miller, in a moment. The other thing I promised you tonight was that I would be sharing with you about Aparna's update. And so rather than me share this with you, I'm going to let Aparna do it herself. My PA is back. Woo-hoo! Aparna's in Ecuador. I'm so excited. And hey, here she is, right?
Hi.
Come over closer. Here we go. Closer, closer. There we go. All right, lean into it. So look, Aparna's back. Life is normal again.
Right? Doesn't it feel that way?
Totally. We were actually blown away that. So Aparna, you know, we've been talking about these timestamps and everything that's been coming together. Mm-hmm. Aparna was literally at the airport, baggage, trying to get on a plane back in March, the day Ecuador shut their borders, and we're rapidly between each other. And it's like, get on a plane, get on any plane. How am I going to live without you for this many months? Mm-hmm. And today you just got here. So it was exactly mm-hmm. 3 months ago that Aparna started her adventure in the States. And so welcome back to Tosa Blue Mountain. How about a moment of what's been going on as mind met soul? She was in the heart of it, New York City.
Yeah. Well, it has been a bit of a crazy, intense, wild ride moment for sure. And it's been fascinating to see the different directions that can go in terms of polarity. A lot of density, ultra densification, polarization, anger, but then also this opportunity. It's like almost like that all like clumps together so much that it forces people who are with an interest in waking up and whose hearts are opening to kind of rise above that. And there's a lot of movement, but it honestly feels like a dream. And I feel like I just got home today.
Because she did.
Blink of an eye.
Is that the truth? I mean, are we all witnessing the time warp and the time stamps and the time? That's one of the things we'll be chatting about in just a moment. And it felt, we were sitting at our first family dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. We were so excited to Bria Rose and Daniel and Aparna and Shri and I. It was just mm-hmm. so beautiful. And it was hard to imagine that it has now been 6 months since you were here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Mm-hmm. And it really has been a moment of looking at that time collapse. Mm-hmm. So thank you for bringing that awareness to all of us as well about how quickly we're able to restore and especially in this relaunch week. So, Hey, I know last night a lot of people were curious, how was the journey?
The journey was a lot more spacious than I had anticipated in a lot of ways, in the sense that as so many things are closed down, it was literally more spacious, like being in the airports and lines and all of those things.
Actually, that's kind of nice, right?
Yeah, no, it was good. People, for the most part, were being very respectful.
I love it. In
Newark, especially, things were good. And then Fort Lauderdale, it was a little bit.
Fort Lauderdale, yeah. Come on.
A little cozier. But then getting off into Ecuador in Guayaquil, I was really, really impressed by how they were handling everything. Like they were being very professional, very careful, very on top of everything, kept it moving and came through.
Nice.
And then, yeah.
Well, it was exciting for us because, and thank you for sharing that, because what's so beautiful is, you know, you do have to get a negative COVID test, and you were fortunate enough to get one that they just swabbed your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which was really nice. And that's all you need to arrive down here. And so so we're just so glad you're here. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
And so I have kept my promise and have delivered Aparna. And so have a beautiful night. Thank you, sweetheart. I suspect you'll find her in a chat somewhere over at YouTube.
So much love to you all.
Oh, yeah. All right, my angels. And so let's talk a moment. I want you to breathe in. And I want you to invite yourself to really pay attention to the rise in energy that has been happening this week. We are moving into a solstice moment that is calling everything back into perfect balance. I mean, literally everything. And with that balance, with that energy of calling forward a unified stream of masculine, feminine, you know, whatever, up, down, north, south, east, west, whatever you want to balance, that harmonic presence is coming forward. Simultaneously, so is everything that would come in to pull that apart. And what we're witnessing is that this is happening individually, this is happening collectively, this is happening in communities. There is this sense of things are shifting and I don't know what to do. And throw into that a good heap and helping of awakened consciousness, and it can lead to a lot of inner questioning, a lot of inner, let's just say, I was going to use the word revisiting, and maybe that's it. It's about it's a revisiting of that which has called you to the now. And in this now moment, as we were just sharing with Aparna, that it was like, wow, has it been, you know, 6 months total? Has it been 3 months since you were last stepping on that plane? How many of you are noticing that with each moment, every event is offering you an opportunity to literally expand your consciousness, to go beyond your own limitation, to actually step outside the door of that which seeks to keep you constrained, to discover the truth of who you are at an even deeper level. And to do that takes courage. And to do that takes support. And to do that takes the ability to lift outside. And I'm not talking about anything other than a conscious connection with your divine presence, where you can begin by witnessing yourself and then by witnessing that witness. This is that energy that we call the fifth dimensional experience. And to live in it, as Sri and I have for the past 18 years, is a blessing. And it is an opportunity to step into the truth of who you are, and to know that when you fully are, then you do. The right action births from within. The energy of what you do is done because it's just the right thing to do. The motive shifts because you become motiveless. Yet what you become filled with is the inspiration, the creativity. You know, the way I always describe it is, it's like there's five computer screens in front of me all the time, and each one of them is something that's manifesting. And so what are you calling forward in this moment right now when it comes to what we're referring to as the timestamp experience? And I promised last night, that was the other thing I promised, was that I was going to talk a little bit more about that. So I'm just going to talk a little bit more about that, and then know that Sri and I are diving wide into this on Sunday's show, because this is all next week's energy. So I'm going to scooch, and I'm in a very heavy chair, so it's kind of hard to scooch. So I'm going to scooch, and I want you to check out tonight's graphic. So as you guys know, I make all these graphics. I literally just create what they show me. And so for those of you that are not familiar with what we have been learning, a lot of you already are going, oh, I see. So what do we have here? We have the two cosmic prime meridians, right? So they start right here. So these are the energy areas, these two cosmic prime meridians. And then we have the star consciousness, right? You see the ignited star consciousness. But the piece I want you to also see is that that is coming from the overlay. You see, we have the masculine and the feminine coming together. That this is not about sex or gender, it's about energy. It's about unifying energy. It's about coming together energetically. It's literally living Einstein's, you're never going to solve a problem at the level of consciousness that created it. It's saying, okay, Einstein, you're right. Let's meet you there. And so what you're seeing here, all of these, and what I was trying to create when I made this graphic was, do you see all this around the eyes that almost looks somewhat like a, like not a mask, it's really very much an energy. But then you have all these others, you see all these other rays and bands here that are coming together. So what that is that energetically, the auric field, if you allow yourself to relax and to get beyond your own analysis of whatever, if you just invite that, then the opportunity is here right now to literally not only harvest reversed aging, which those of you that know me know that you've been witnessing me literally physically reverse aging in front of you now for over 12 months, documented. And so you can literally begin to sculpt your body, hold your higher consciousness, and simultaneously gift forward through your presence, your divine presence. When you timestamp an event in real consciousness time. Now, what does that even mean, right? Like, oh my gosh, what is she talking about? Okay, here it is. So imagine that, you don't even have to imagine. What has been calling in front of you? What is a skill, a talent, an awareness, a consciousness expansion? What's calling in front of you? What has been there? What's been percolating very, very much recently? What's there? And as you actively connect with that energy, notice, just notice, remember, we're in fifth dimensional experience where we're witnessing the witness. Notice if you suddenly have a connection with an experience in this lifetime, possibly another lifetime, or a connection with an energetic field. That's a timestamp. And when we call all of that in, what we're doing is we're calling ourselves into wholeness. What we're saying is that we can claim the gift that in the moment of the timestamp, we were not ready to claim. That energy was encapsulated in that moment. A lot of people call this rebirthing. Well, we rebirth continually. And so when we arrive at that moment, we have now the awareness, the wise openness to wrap our arms of compassion around it and see it for what it is, a gift that was put into a moment that when we were ready to call it forward would bless us with another jewel to move forward with. That's what this moment is. That's what time stamping is. It's an opportunity to harvest the jewels. And so it brings us to this moment of mind and soul. And I wanted to share with you tonight as kind of a prequel into bringing the incredible James Miller into the show with me this evening. I wanted to share with you a kind of a fun timestamp that's coming up for me that I'm sharing with you. For you guys know, I'm always nakedly transparent. So what's happening right now is that back in, as a matter of fact, here is my original, wait, I have to show you. This is 1993, right? Yeah, 1993. Okay. This was one of my original motivational series. Okay. Women Wellness Awakenings. There it is. You see it? And look, okay, I'm dating myself, right? There we are. There's the tapes and the little booklets gone now and all of that. This was big in that time, guys. So anyway, this series, when I first put it out in 1993, was my first series saying when I stepped out of the CEO role and said, okay, I'm going to go do this. You know, I had made my first million by 27 and all that other good stuff you talk about. And I went in, and when this series came out, it was so radical in 1993 that this was what put me on Good Morning America, and along with a few other things. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is, and here's my big reveal. About 3 months ago, it was very clear that that series needed to come out again. As a matter of fact, it just like literally this fell off a shelf in my library in front of me. And so what has happened is that I saw that there was, that the problem with Women Wellness Awakenings 93 is that it was really just for women. And that, are we not all awakening the divine feminine right now? Are we not all unifying? What about the woman within? You know, I look at my beloved husband, who I think is such a beautiful representation of that empowered divine feminine within a masculine form, and that the power of our combined union, and I'm talking collectively, when we are all awakening the inner woman, when wellness is wellness of the spirit, and when the awakened presence is how we move forward in the planet, we will shift consciousness rather than try to throw a fork of anger into it. And so I'm giving you guys this little heads up that we are launching, with the help of some amazing volunteers, shout outs to everybody on the show next Sunday, but this Friday, look for it, Women Wellness Awakenings 2020. coming to you this time with myself, my beloved husband, Sri Ranka, and the incredible Jess Juntanen as your three facilitators. So I'm very excited about this reboot. That is the timestamp I wanted to share with you right now, because when this fell off the shelf 3 months ago, I had no idea it was. I didn't see it that way. I didn't feel it that way. And now that we're in this moment where this timestamp is coming back together, I'm realizing that the reason that this 1993 being is in front of me is because in 1993, I was 33 years old. And I'll be 60 next in a couple months. And so at 33, many of us hit something that we let go of. And, you know, there's all the biblical energy around the number 33, lots of other symbology. We don't need to go there right now. But what I will share with all of you right now is pay attention to the timestamps that are coming up in front of you, because you are in a moment of rebirth and you have a choice to dive into the fear, to dive into the media, to dive into all of the things that absolutely want to keep you, because your energy is so beautiful. Of course, it doesn't want to let you go. Or you can make a conscious choice and say, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to go beyond what I know. I am going to say yes to me. And that's the reason I have the amazing James Miller with me this evening. Because when I bring people onto this program, you guys know they're people that I love, and that these are people that I respect and people that I admire and people that I absolutely know are not full of crap, right? And so when this beautiful man left his very safe career, right? He had had 14 years in Washington, D.C., working his chosen profession, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, because as you guys know, my husband is also a former brain worker. And the beautiful gift of James is that he saw the greater gift through everything that he had done. And he had the courage to say yes to himself. And he had the tenacity to move forward and make his vision real. And you have got to go to lifeology.tv and check it out. I mean, just check out Lifeology. Yeah, everything he does, you just have to check out. And as a matter of fact, if you go to his homepage right now, Sri and I just recently had the honor and the blessing of being on one of his shows, which I'm just still like smiling from. And so, you know, kind of one of those without further ado, I really do want to bring in my beloved James to the show. And James, forgive me, I'm trying to make it easy. Don, help me make it easy for James to be here, please. And so let's bring in James.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be a guest on your show tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you are so welcome. And you know, how do you stay so gorgeous all the time? You make me crazy. Every time
I was actually looking at this and I was like, what soul mirrors is happening here? Because I look so young right now. And I was like, what is happening? So thank you. That's hysterical.
Just digging it. Just totally digging it. I really am. Totally. And who's on the couch? I see
that
somebody
is
on the
little couch. Bosley Whitaker, my assistant, who is sleeping on the job right now.
And I'm loving. So tell me about what are we looking at? What type of beautiful dog is that?
He is a miniature schnauzer. I've had him since I was 7 weeks old. My best friend, my little soulmate, love him so much. He'll actually be 12 in December. So we're literally, if you see all my Instagram pages or pictures, we are literally attached to the hip.
As you rightly should be.
I know, right?
Oh, hey, I have four, you know.
Exactly, you know how it feels then.
I totally do, especially when I'm fighting for bed space. Believe me.
I know that is.
You know, it's the worst. And so, James, I am just so excited that you're here. I would love you to, you know, all of you that get our e-card have read everything I was writing about James today. But James, I would love you to share. Mm-hmm. You were in this traditional world working. I call you guys brain workers. And so you've always been a brain worker. And so what propelled you? You know, you're extremely accomplished. You have this incredible career success, very well educated. What was the jump? What happened?
You know, first off, thank you so much. That was very kind accolades you gave me. When I was a kid. When I was younger, I was very much, very intuitive, very much aware of my surroundings and just understood the world in a different way. In fact, I remember I was in kindergarten And I tried to hide it from my parents, but I wore my Superman t-shirts because I wanted to be so cool for my pictures. But I remember that same day I was talking to my friends and they're talking, you know, doing whatever, playing sports or playing with the ball. And I looked at my shadow and I said, what if I am the shadow and the shadow is really me? So I had this really existential way of thinking about the life when I was a little kid. And so for me, as I evolved into who I am, I've been blessed, just like everyone listening, multiple talents. And so for me, I kind of practiced all those talents and I had opportunities to do different things, but I decided, like you said in the intro, to kind of play it a little bit safe. And so I was going to go to the new school and be an actor and be a director, all these things since I graduated from undergrad. But I decided to go to graduate work and to finish my graduate work for counseling and psychology. So I ended up doing that. And I walked away from more of the creative side of me. And in 2012, I had an awakening, changed a lot of things in my life. And I'm actually a composer too. I don't know if you knew that. But I went back to my first love of music. And so I remember I sat down after I made this huge change. And I said, I haven't played my piano in a long time. So I sat down, closed my eyes, and all of a sudden this album emerged. And so from there, it was It was a couple years after that before I was like, you know, I'm not feeling fulfilled. I love what I do. I have a successful practice. I have wonderful friends. But personally, I really asked myself, is this all there is? And it was beautiful, but I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. So I really took some time to think about it. And I took that plunge to say, okay, let me see how I can merge together all of my different skills, all of my past, and create something new. So I moved down here to Palm Beach, Florida. And I thought, well, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do, but I know I like to talk. I used to be on camera a lot. I used to do all these things. And so I thought, well, I would want to start something where I can help people. And so it actually started in a book. And just like a lot of us, I wasn't able to just really concentrate. So I thought, well, let me turn this book into YouTube channels. So for 6 months, I did a YouTube channel every single day. So if any of you watched the first, probably the first 3 months, they're horrible. Content is good, presentation, not so much. And then it just evolved. And then I went from a podcast and then I went to a nationally syndicated radio show, which like you said, I'm so honored that you both are on my show. So once again, go to my website and you can listen to Self Ascension with Sri and Kira. It was a wonderful show. They did a fantastic job as always. But when I created this, I really wanted to create a space where I could help people not only simplify and transform their spirit, mind, and body, but also create a platform where we all realize that regardless of how life plays out, we all have so much similarities when it comes to our emotions. Our emotions are the same. We all feel grief. We all feel loneliness. We all feel shame. We all feel whatever. And so I wanted to create a platform where everybody that watches or listens to my show can say, I understand that. This is how this person did this, or this is what this person did that I want to do, and this is what this person did that I don't want to do. So it just gives life lessons that we all collectively can come together and say, we can all learn and we can all rise together. So that's really what I've been doing for the past, I think as of 3 days from now, it will be 5 years since I started that, which is crazy. So now I think I'm on my 270th radio show. So quite a few shows. And it's just continuing to evolve. And so when I did start it, my goal was to move to television. So right now I have a television show in production that once everything lifts, we can start filming that. So I'm super excited and super humbled how my life has evolved.
How exciting. And thank you for sharing. And so if someone was to say to you, okay, so James, loving listening to this evolution within you, if you needed to sum it up in a word or two, what is the energy that's propelled you?
Hope.
You have, that's a big one. So how does that manifest for you?
You know, it's, and I feel like I'm getting emotional talking about it, but for me, the hope that people experience that there's something greater than what their life experiences. So we all have something that we go through or that we are trying to just to overcome. But in that, we get so overwhelmed to think, I just can't do this, or I've tried it and I can't do it. So for me, what's always helped me in my own journey and everything I've overcome is there's always hope. It doesn't matter how dark the day is. It doesn't matter what life gives us. There is always hope. So that is what's propelled me, that when I have learned that lesson, and I continually get to learn it every single day, but that is something that I find for me is that what generates my and what motivates me is hope. Hope that my life, that I can become what I was destined to be. And so regardless of what happens in my life, that hope and that joy that comes along with it propels me to move one step closer and one step closer and one step closer.
So were you born with that? Or is that something you've been cultivating?
No, that's a really good question. I would say yes. It's funny, when you see me as a little boy, I was very, like I said earlier, I was quiet and reserved in a lot of ways. I watched a lot. And I'd always see, in my limited perception, I suppose, of what was happening. But in that, I was like, well, they could do this a little different, or they could do this a little bit different. And I'm sure people thought I was really bossy. But I think that manifested as hope, because I was hopeful that, oh, with that little tweak there, they could then fulfill what it is they're supposed to do, or they could maybe accomplish that thing a little bit differently. So I would say, yeah, it's a really good question. I have never been asked that before. I would say, yes, I was born with that level of hope in me.
And so I want to go back to that young kindergarten boy who's seeing the shadow. So, you know, that energy right there, that mm-hmm. shadow, me, me, shadow, mm-hmm. how has that expanded throughout your life, or has it?
That's a great question. Yeah. So as people want to use a fancy SAT word for that, that's a form of existentialism, which basically means, what's the meaning of life? Why am I here? What's my purpose? So we all have it at different times. Yeah. For me, I have really found that. So when I link that back to what is my purpose, I didn't know that as a little boy, but that's what it evolves to. So when I created my practice, my successful practice in DC, that was where I needed to be at that time. But I think what most people struggle with is, if we continually to stay where we've always been or where we currently are, we won't see that the opportunity arises. There are open doors for us all the time, and opportunities rather. But unfortunately,
and I have to jump in and add, especially in our mind.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right? And so with that, if we're not prepared for or looking for that, fortunately, we will lose some of those missed opportunities, because we get so insular in how we see the world. And so with that, if we miss an opportunity, then we'll think, ah, there's nothing here for me, and I can't see that. So for me, as I've evolved and keep asking myself, what's my purpose for being here? Why am I here? As I look internally how I can evolve, it also comes back to, how can I help other people evolve? So that's kind of the existentialism that I've always felt manifest in my life, is to not only be a conduit for myself, but also a conduit for other people to understand that where you're at today, which is beautiful, you can evolve to another level in your life. And as that continually grows, that excitement manifests, you get so overwhelmed, because you're like, wow, I had no idea how quickly I could self-evolve. Exactly. Really.
Right? Really,
really is. I get excited talking about this, because we're the
mirror.
Yeah. Because, right? You know, it's just because we do something the same way all the time doesn't mean that that's the healthiest version of what we're supposed to do right now. So what I did yesterday may have worked, but life is different today. And so if I don't take a moment to self-reflect and say, okay, well, what am I feeling? So in psychology, we teach, what I think about determines what I feel, determines what I do. So if I don't take a moment to really reflect on that and just automatically do something, unfortunately, I've created another opportunity for me to have to learn a lesson again and again and again, because I haven't taken that time to slow down and to say, what is really happening?
Yeah. Well, you know, what a beautiful reminder. I love that. And, you know, it always amazes to me too, how fast this show goes. We're already in the second half of the show. And so guys, here's what I want to do. Let's run over to one of the call boards. Dawn, we're going to run over to the 800 number here. And let me go ahead and let's welcome in Denise from Atlantic City. Hey, Denise from Atlantic City. Welcome to the show. Namaste. Dawn, I think you're muted. Let's try again. There we are. Hi.
Denise?
Hi, Denise. I hear Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Right.
That's our rockin' producer,
Dawn. I'm jumping in. It does look like Denise is there, but maybe.
Well, then let's go to Kim from Vermont.
Got it.
All right. Thanks, sweetheart. Oh.
I'm here.
She's here. Uh-huh. She's here. This is Denise.
Hi, Kim.
From Atlantic City. It's our first on-air miracle. There you are. All right. Welcome,
Yay.
Angel.
I had the mute button on. I'm sorry. I'm out here taking pictures of the sunset and looking at the egret.
Oh, what a beautiful way to spend the evening. Thank you for sharing that with all of us. How can we be of service to you tonight, my angel?
Well, I'd like to ask you for a soul reading, but first I just want to take a minute and thank both of you for changing the course of your life so that you can be a beacon to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We are honored to witness you. And as I'm connecting with you, I want you to go right here, right to your heart. I'm feeling like a pressure. And as I feel into that with you, the other thing I'm feeling is that really deep in your third chakra right now, there's this, I don't want to use the word pain, but it's like it's gripping. It's like there's this, it's like you're really wrestling inside with this right now. And the only thing that I'm feeling appropriate to share with you is that you need to remember to take care of your body. You need to be really doing more with your body, and your breath is stuck. So take in a deep, I'll do it with you. Let's just take in a deep breath. Just go in through your nose, go right in and out slow. Yeah. Your body is really needing more love right now. I mean, a lot more love. And that beautiful belly, and I've got my hands on mine. Let it be like a soft Buddha belly. Yeah, soft Buddha belly. And just, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. And they're saying that this, it's like there's a new balance. And of course there is, look at the weekend we're in, coming in around you, and you, it's your moment to say yes to it and to relax even more. And so I want you to take in another beautiful breath and just really relax it out. And I'm just going to flip it over to James and ask if there's anything you'd like to share with Denise.
You know, with people who struggle with breathing, when you look at traditional Chinese medicine, what often happens is when you're struggling with a form of sadness or even a form of grief, it really does affect your lungs. And so with that, as we know, the lungs are the part that really helps us, well, just as we know, breathe. And so if you're struggling with anything, you might want to take a look at what are the areas in your life that are really causing a form of grief, a form of loss, a form of sadness. And as you kind of reframe that, you might find that your life starts to change a bit more. But if your perception about something is causing you to feel like you don't have any power, unfortunately, that will manifest. So looking at the sense of what you can control during this time, as opposed to what you cannot control, will give you a slightly different reframe, which will affect your body as well.
Oh, beautifully said. Thank you. Denise, we love you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank
Namaste.
You. And I just said the other night, you know, love yourself and radiate that out to the world so the whole world can heal. And that's my new motto. And I have been dealing with a lot of grief this last year because my father passed. But I'm holding my own.
Yes, you are. And know that. Really call that in, Angel. Know that. You are holding your own. You're doing even better than that. Mm-hmm. Love you more. Mwah. We love you, Angel. Bye, honey. Bye, bye, sweetheart. Thank you, James. Thank you. What beautiful words of wisdom. You know, really beautiful. You know, I just when any of our callers call in, you know, I just my heart is always so big around this incredible community that comes together, and that each of us is a surrogate for the other. Yes. You know, that we're always together in the right moment. So shall we go back to the call board?
Yes, please. I love
Let's
this. I love
it.
Live
all
shows
right.
like this. These are my favorite. I could talk all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, girl, so can I.
All right.
I'm telling you. All right. Kim from Vermont. Namaste. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Beautifully. Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I just, you guys are so awesome. I was prompted to call in for a mini soul reading today.
Oh, baby. Breathe. I've got your tears. I've got them. And so I feel you. So just know that you're getting through tonight is the first sign. Pay attention. You picked up the phone. You called in. You stayed on hold. You got picked. You know, I'm sure you've watched the show. You know how hard it is to get on the air here. We always have over 100 people holding. And so this is your night. And as I'm connecting with you right around here, right around your crown chakra, there's like, it's just this beautiful floating energy, but that's the key. It's floating. And it's like a bonnet, you know, those beautiful bonnets, like a pioneer bonnet with the big satin ribbons, only it's floating here, but the satin ribbons are tied to your power. They're tied in your third chakra. And it's literally pulling you over like this. Like imagine if you always had pain in your tummy, you know? And so it's just been like this. And so if you sit up first and just say hello to your body, right? Just say hi to your body. You need to go dancing. Go ahead and sit straight. Bring your spine up, right? Or stand up really straight. And as you say hello to your body, this is your moment to untie those ribbons and to allow yourself to breathe up and to remember that words are just words. Actions are the truth of who we are. Do it because it's the right thing to do and take care of you. You hear me? I know you do.
I do. Thank you so much.
I feel you, baby. Yeah, I got it. I got it. And James, would you like to add anything?
Sure. You know, sometimes we get so lost in what happens in the world around us, or people say things and do things, that we lose sight of our purpose. Your purpose has not changed. The distractions in your life that are happening around you are causing you to perhaps not even pay attention to what your purpose. And so when you lose purpose, we lose focus, and all of a sudden our body manifests that. So as, like I said before, your thoughts determine your emotions, determine your response. So if your thoughts are full of distractions, are full of, and you forgot your purpose, then all of a sudden that's going to manifest in your emotions and manifest in your body. So whatever that may be worth is to really ask yourself, what distractions have I allowed in my life that have caused me to lose sight of my purpose? And once again, like I said earlier, that hope, because there's always hope.
Oh, so beautifully said. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Kim, we love you. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you guys. Namaste. So helpful.
Oh, namaste.
Love you.
Mwah. Hugging you. This is me around you. Loving you. Thank you, sweetheart.
I love that joy. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
Isn't it great? Yeah, I'm enjoying the joy. And, you know, this is one of the things I wanted to ask you another question before we go over the other call board. I mean, we've got a lot of people holding. And let's talk about, in your exploration, as you have been exploring through your life and what you do and who you are and how you have called forward what you do, what do you see as the mind-soul union? In other words, how do you see that energy?
I always like to think of this, the analogy, like a glacier. Mm-hmm. So when we see a glacier, we see the top part of the glacier. We're like, oh my God, that thing is huge. But if you could see what's on top of the glacier, in other words, on top of the water, and then what's under the water, what's way below, that's actually the full iceberg. We just see the tip of it. So if you think of your conscious mind or your body, that's going to be what we see. Let me say it that way. So you have your physical body on top. And then just between what's submerged, I would call that your emotional body. And that would be the rest of the glacier. And then what I see, it would be like the water would sit, would be considered like your spirit. So you have your spiritual part that's sitting in the emotional body and your physical body. And that's what we deal with all the time. And so when I say your physical body, I'm talking about your mind as well. That is really what how I kind of see the spirit, mind, body connection. And then I see like the globe, like the earth would be what I consider God, what people call universe, whatever they want. But that's how I see it all kind of manifested together from a globe. And then we think of an ocean with a glacier in it. So that's kind of the representation of how I think of all that working together. The beautiful part of all of that though is if we get distracted by life, or life just happens, if we take a moment to reflect, if we focus on our thoughts, okay, I can change my thoughts. But if I also say, well, what am I feeling right now? Well, my emotions are saying this, or my body is saying this. And the way I think of it is, if your body is feeling a certain way, that's usually the way your spirit is talking to your body, because our mind gets in the way, our thoughts gets in the way, our logic gets in the way. So really taking a moment to slow down and say, well, what is happening? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What's my body doing? That is the portal, if you will, for lack of better words.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, to say, okay, well, something's happening. Either I'm being distracted, my mind's getting in the way, my spirit's telling me something, my body is telling me something. That's kind of how I see it working together. Another way to kind of look at it is like an arrowhead. So if I'm going to shoot something with a bow and arrow, whatever part that I need at that moment of that in the arrowhead. So in other words, if I need physical energy, well, that's my body that's going to hit that. If I need some uplifting or some type of spiritual awakening or help, then that part of the arrow is going to spin and it's going to hit that. So it's just a way of kind of understanding for yourself is when you need something, it's always there. But if you can take that time to slow everything down, that's how you'll find the harmony between what your thoughts are, what your emotions are, what your spirit is telling you through your body. And that is really how you can evolve to a higher version of yourself. And that's something I think we all struggle with, because we're so physically and tangibly aware of things. We have the media, we have TV, we have everything you want. And we're so inundated with that, that we forget that that introspection is what we truly need in order to have your spirit, mind, and body all work together.
So how do you do that for you? How do you slow down?
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Right? Because that's what you're saying. Well, let's slow down. So I know they're sitting there going, James, how do you slow down?
What I always tell people is however you start your day is indicative of how your day is going to go. So if I have, like tomorrow morning, I have a 6 a.m. call. So it's a really early call for me. So for me, I always wake up an hour before I need to wake up, because that is the time that I start my spiritual awakening. So for me, I actually have recorded, because I'm on the radio all the time, I've recorded probably about 20 minutes, which seems like a lot, and I'm just saying this just for what I do, 20 minutes of self-affirmations that I listen to every single morning. And then the next 20 minutes of what my goals are. So my goals for the week, my goals for the 3 months, my goals for 6 months, my goals for the year, and my goals for my 5 years. So all of that for me is I was able to record that. So as I'm walking little Bosley Whitaker here, I listen to that every morning. And that is how my spirit gets jump-started, because yes, I am kind, I'm loving, I'm generous, I'm bold, I'm courageous. I hear that every single morning. And then I hear how my goals are. So when I start my spiritual part that way, then it goes into the focus of my mind. My mind is saying, yes, James, you can accomplish school. This is something you're going to accomplish. This is the next thing you're going to accomplish. And then from there, if I have time, then I will go to the gym, because that's how I do my physical part for my body. And so that's, and then whatever my meetings are, that's how I roll my day out. So one thing I always tell people is, in order to really have your spiritual part grow, you have to do something you don't want to do. Meaning, if you want to sleep in, that's really more your body saying, I want to sleep in. So in order for your spiritual part to grow, you have to push beyond what your body wants to do and what your mind tells you by doing something you've never done before.
Standing ovation.
Yeah. So I want to clarify, doing something healthy for you. So when you really recognize what that is, you want to say, yes, my body, my mind does not want to do this. So that means I need to do that. Because when you, another way to kind of think about this is as a bodybuilder. We've all seen those really big muscly guys, and then you see their little chicken legs. And that's kind of another way to think about it. Our upper body is our mind and our body, but then our spiritual side is usually those little chicken legs. So nobody likes a disproportionate bodybuilder, no offense. So you want to think of it in that way. So you want to really grow your lower torso, if you will. And that's by doing something you've never done before, by pushing yourself beyond that. And the more you do it, it creates that endurance, that spiritual muscle, if you will. And that's how you'll live a healthy, balanced life.
Well, I just bow, because so beautifully and perfectly said, because it's 100% true, and it's 100% number one. And, you know, you can get to the point, I was sharing this with Aparna when she arrived back here at Ecuador today. I said, you know, I'm at a point right now where I'm literally scheduling my hour a day on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I'm literally scheduling when I take a shower. Yeah. I've never been more scheduled in my life. Mm-hmm. And the blessing of that is that all of those priorities you talked about are not being neglected either. So the reason I'm sharing it is, no matter what your moment looks like, when that is the priority, you've got your priorities straight. You know, isn't that really what it comes down to, right? And when you're sharing the what I experience of you when you share is your passion for living and your passion for who you are, and thereby that passion pays forward. And I get that, because I carry the same passion for living and what I do. And so it excites me to have you mirror that in the way that you do. You're outrageously amazing. And I love it.
Thank you. Well, that's a great thing. When you connect with people, the synergy of life, in other words, your energy, my energy, creates this cyclone that raises higher. One of my favorite quotes is, you can't hang out with chickens and expect to soar with eagles. So each one of us, isn't that great? So each one of us, it's important to say, as wonderful as my family and friends are, if I continually do the same thing, and nothing wrong with that, but if I want to evolve, I have to do something that perhaps nobody else has done. And I want to be who I am. I want to fulfill my purpose. And that is important. And it can be full of fear. I know when I stepped out, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But it does pay off. And so when you step out in faith, faith and fear ask us to do the same thing, believe in something that may or may not come true, but you have the choice on what it is you want to do in order to accomplish the dream that is in your heart.
Oh, I'm loving this. I am loving this. And so is our call board. We've got to get over the other side of the call board here. Let's go take one more call. I think we can squeeze in just one more. All right, we're going to Kansas City. It looks like we might be saying hi to Amy. Hey, Kansas City, namaste.
Namaste, Kara and James.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. We hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm just calling to get a mini soul reading.
Okay. Well, thank you for holding and thank you for being here tonight. And so, Angel, the first thing I want to share with you is that when you're sharing right now, I saw this little mouse tiptoeing by you, like the cutest little mouse. And it was just like tiptoeing by you, looking up at you. And the message that keeps coming in is that be not afraid and remember that you are ready to command that which you are clear about. There's like all this little thing sneaking around you and you keep looking down instead of looking up. They're saying that'll take care of itself. Be right here, right now, and let that illuminate you. And I'm gonna bounce it over to James so that we both have enough time to share with you. So James, would you like to share anything?
Well, yeah, thank you so much. You know, this makes me think of when you were talking earlier in your earlier monologue about the timestamps. And we're talking about the timestamps of the energy. But what I said with the earlier caller as well is there are things that come up in our life that, yes, we want to do, but I really feel like there's a lot, so many distractions in everybody's life. And so as that timestamp that you're talking about, if you're finding that you're tiptoeing and not really looking around, unfortunately, perhaps there's a form of fear there that you're saying, I don't know if I can do this or not. There's something here, there's something there. And that in that insecurity that perhaps you're experiencing is not allowing you to truly find that self-confidence. And if self-confidence is something of late you've been struggling with, it may have been something that continually has happened over and over again that you didn't realize. And we all have blind spots. And so if that blind spot continually happens in your life of not having that self-confidence and self-awareness, then unfortunately that's really permeated in your life. So I say this with love because you have so much value and so much worth that if you find that these distractions are pulling you in all different ways, you're not giving yourself the true confidence and you're giving yourself the true value that you really have.
So beautifully said. Thank you. Beloved Angel, thank you for calling in. We're so grateful you got through this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, James, you know, I don't know how this ever happens. We have 3 minutes left in the show, right? How does this happen?
And, I know, but the shows go so great. It just flies
right?
by.
I know, right? And so please, I want to make sure that everyone has every opportunity to take advantage of what you do. And so tell them, so I don't mess it up, what is the best way, where to find you?
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
If you, if anyone wants to go to my, I have two websites, either jamesmillerlifeology.com or lifeology.tv. They're basically mirror sites. You can go there. You can listen to all my radio shows. I'm all over Instagram, which is James Miller Lifeology. That's my brand. And you will find everything there. So simply once again, go to jamesmillerlifeology.com and you can hear everything and be aware of all the things I'm doing. I am so honored to be a guest on your show tonight, Kira. Thank you so much.
Oh, James, thank you. It's been my blessing. It really has. And, you know, when we can all smile the way you do and hold the presence for others, then we know that together we are sincerely better. And thank you. And I do want to remind all of you right now that remember this Saturday, please, please, please go to shriankara.com and join us for our solstice fire ceremony live. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share a screen right now so that you guys can just kind of connect with this energy a little bit. But we are going to be coming live from our fountain of creation right here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And this solstice, we are looking for that critical mass, a minimum of 444. We are like, we might even be there right now. We are really close. And so then our next goal is the 888 and where we go beyond that. This is a moment of bringing balance back into your life. And I'm going to offer you one more screen because this is the moment of Inti Raymi. And here we live in Ecuador, right? And so Inti Raymi, this is, as you see right here. Oh, you still have it? Yes, you do. Forgive me, guys. This comes from the Quechua, and that is the language of the Incas. And remember that I live in a Kinyari village. The Kinyari predated the Incas here. Our land has a real authentic Kinyari 2,500-year-old settlement. Our home is a 200-year-old authentic hacienda. We are doing this live from here because this year on this Saturday at 4:44 p.m. in the afternoon, Ecuador time, from where we live at the equator, in the balanced harmony of the entire world, we will come together and send up our voice that says, yes, we are one. Yes, we are here. And yes, together we are better. Because the greatest illusion is the competition we create in our minds. We are able to soar, each and every one of us. There is plenty for all. And angels, from my heart to yours, James, my beloved, amazing co-host, mwah, I am loving you so much. Oh my God. Thank you all for being here. It has been my honor, and I look forward to being here again with you next week. Namaste and many blessings, namaste. Angels. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.